9V, mobile, monitoring.
TR mobile.
TR, how's it going, Tom? You out running errands today?
And you got that right. This is Tom. I didn't get your call sign, but I know you threw one out. I had the radio up a little loud and 2 meters turned down. Come back with your name and your call sign.
Dion, and calls November Charlie, 9 Victor, NC9V.
NC9V, N0TR, 9 area. Well, that's a Pennsylvania call, isn't it?
Call. I assume it is. Someone has something up there. They had the NC in it, North Carolina. 9 volt. So I want the NC. When you're getting in the extra calls, they're slim pickings these days.
Well, NC9V. Yeah, they're kind of scarce, that's for sure. I'm trying to get my grandson to study up and be able to get mine after I'm gone from this earth. And he took the bait the other day. I had to wave a few dollar bills in front of him, but he's going to give it a try on the tech test, and I know he can do that very easily. But I'll give him a little more for each license as he goes, and I promise not to force him to ever get on the radio, but I'd like him to have my call.
Not a bad idea. I'm trying to entice my son. He's got his technician. He's a KN4 GTM. He doesn't talk much, and he admits that he got into the ham radio just because I was into it. So, I'm trying to get him to talk him into upgrading, get him a general, and then maybe get an extra one day. I'm not sure he's going to get up the extra, though.
Idea, Leon. Well, they actually had a 12-year-old pass the extra down here the other day because, well, they don't have to take Morse code anymore, and so it made it a lot easier. And I was surprised at that. That must be one smart kid, because those tests still aren't easy. But it, what I'm hoping for is it'll give him the incentive to, he can do anything he wants. He loves chemistry and biology and things like that, but he's an introvert. Kind of like my wife sitting here beside me of 56 years. And she'll say hi now and then.
Hi, Leon.
I hope you're having a great day. And don't worry about it. I was an introvert for a long time until I went to law enforcement. That made me an extrovert. You can't be an introvert in law enforcement. You don't last long.
This is NGLTR, my brother-in-law, which was like a feather brother from another mother, as Jerry says on the radio. Back in Kansas, he was 26 years on the Wichita Police Force and made it up to lieutenant. And then he went to work as a security guard for Boeing, and he said he made more in 10 years there than he did in 26 at Wichita. But him and I got along fine, and I'm kind of like Will Rogers. I never met a stranger. I enjoy people. And they got to be pretty darn bad if I don't want nothing to do with them.
You and me are a lot like that, Tom. I'm about the same way. There's not a lot of people I don't dislike. There are a few. But and that's, you know, I just take it into account into their upbringing. They were brought up and, you know, sometime they've been done wrong or something. But there are a few that are just downright, that's too bad. I'm not going to mess up my day with it. I like talking with people. I like being with people. My wife and I, we go to the mall and stuff, and we'll sit there and we'll just sit there at the food court, get something to eat or drink, and watch people. Just sit there and watch people that are very interesting individuals.
And I meet a lot of people that way. You're right, Leon. The common denominator is the family, mom and dad. And unfortunately, and that's not worked out so well with this Gen Z, I think they call it, and I'm not even sure what Gen Z is. But what I'm talking about is mom and dad making the kids mind and such things, you know, and having respect for police officers. And Oh, I'm telling you, we watch that Samsung TV, and there's channel 1820, and it's got law enforcement on there. If they talked to my brother-in-law that way back in the day when he was on the police force, and he's passed away now, they'd been taking their teeth home in a doggy bag.
For starters, you didn't talk like that. I mean, you... There are other ways to get back at you. You didn't want to disrespect the law enforcement officer. He had a lot of authority back then. Now it's just kind of eroded away. I mean, when I started, the agency I started with, Charleston County, when I first started there, a sergeant, just a road patrol sergeant, had the authority to suspend you without pay for 2 days. No questions asked. That never went any further. He had sole discretion in that. The captain couldn't even override it. It was up to the sergeant. Now, half the time you can't get the chief to do that.
And so life goes, Leon. And it's not going the right way as far as I'm concerned. But we just went down to the daughter's and she had a little gift of placemats. Is that what it is? Yeah, with chickens on it. We have a few chickens here that we raise for eggs and give away the eggs and... Really, it's just kind of a hobby. And we got to visit with the daughter and the biggest grandson. And he was going to study the SAT test, reluctantly, I might say. And he really enjoyed that. She's working from home today. She's I call her an engineer for GE. She was many, many years a polymer engineer and then worked her way up through handling economics, shall we say, with, I don't know, there's 3 or 4 screens of Excel charts there, you know, juggling money, and now she switched to a new job, and she seems to like it real well, but there is a learning curve, she said, Dad, and I can understand that, but they use a lot of the same tools and that on the computers, but it was an enjoyable visit. Now we're home. Bernice is a little slow. She needs a new store-bought hip. So I got to kind of help her a little bit getting out of the car and getting in the house, Leon. So I better go. But if you're ever up this way, stop by. We're between Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson. And we'll sit down and have a cup of coffee and maybe one of Bernice's treats. Take care, Leon. This is N0TR, and I'll be clear with your final.
No, definitely take care of her. Of course, tell her, you know, if she gets that new hip, she won't have those problems. Her hair, they're whiz-bang these days. So, hopefully I won't have to do that, but eventually I think there's one in my future. But I'll do that. One of these days I'm going to stop by, Tom. But otherwise, 73, have a great day. N0TR, this is NC9V. Clear.
73, Leon.